escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Ed Kratz is our good friend in Philadelphia. He covers the Eagles. He's also on SI.com and their great Eagle Maven page. How you doing, Eddie?
Scotty, man, good. Thanks for having me. Good to talk to you.
My man, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Let's get that out there first.
Right back at you.
All right, so... So, Ed, what do you want for Christmas? What's the one thing you want, like an Eagle win over the Cowboys, or are you looking for a bottle of scotch?
Well, I'll take the bottle of scotch before I take the Eagles win. Of course, watching this game, you know, might drive me to drink a bottle of scotch. That's what
I believe
the last 2 weeks. I mean, you know, these nail biters, they've come down to the wire on, you know, but they've stayed alive. You know, they've won these last two games by a thread, and it sets up the big one Sunday.
So how do you feel about well, first of all, I want to bring up that last play of the Washington game. I have to tell you, as you know, I have a massive gambling problem. And I actually had, you know, Washington in six. I had Philly to win. I middled it, and I had six. And I already had it, like, in the bag. I was, like, counting money with my tongue. And when he fumbled that ball, and that what was it, Branham picked it up and ran – was that who picked it up and ran back?
Yep, Nigel Bradham, 47 yards.
What in God's name? That was, I have to tell you, I'm being honest when I tell you this. That was the worst, and I know everyone likes to call it a beat. You know what that was? That was the worst bending over I've done on a bet at the window in clearly in 10 years. Like, I cannot remember one bet ever in 10 years that I you know, felt, I was so angry. I literally, it ruined my entire weekend.
Yeah, and probably early part of the week, too. I'm sure you're still reeling from that.
That was unbelievable. What did you think when you saw that play, that guy rumbling down the sideline?
Well, you know what? I don't rise to the level of your gambling degeneracy, but I, you know, I've been known to throw a few, you know, shekels down, and right. That was the first thing I thought of was, my God, the line was 4.5, 5 points, and Bradham just blew it by scooping that up and scoring. I even talked to him in the locker room afterward about it and asked if he thought about that. He said, man, I'm not thinking about that. I'm just trying. We need the points. I was doing for the points. And he goes, no way was I letting an offensive lineman catch me. He was watching it up on the Jumbotron as he was running toward the end zone. I wasn't even sure he was going to get there. But he made kind of a dive at the 1 or 2 yard line to get his body across the goal line before his knee touched. So, you know, people like you that had the points, I felt for you.
I mean, that was crazy. So do you think that Ed Kratz with us, Eagle Maven on SI.com, do you think that Wentz has started, like, it seems like to me that he's playing better over the last few weeks. Like, he's really on his game. Am I wrong?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Scotty, because he's got a whole bunch of new personnel in there. You know, he doesn't have the veterans like Alshon Jeffrey, who a lot of people thought was the anonymous source. Remember when all that stuff was happening? These anonymous locker room sources. And, you know, Nelson Agholor was thought to maybe be one. He hasn't been in the lineup. Alshon Jeffrey, of course, has the Lisfranc injury. He's going to be out for like the next 8 or 9 months after having surgery for that. But now, you know, Wentz has these young guys in there, these practice squad guys, Greg Ward, Boston Scott. He's got a rookie in Miles Sanders. These guys are talking about him and praising him like he's the next coming of Tom Brady. I mean, he can do no wrong. And I think that's benefited Wentz. I mean, these guys might not be as talented, but I think having the locker room kind of in his corner now, whereas maybe it wasn't before with guys like Jeffrey and Agholor, you know, these suspected anonymous source guys. You know, he seems like, you know, instead of receivers rolling their eyes at him when he's trying to be a leader, they're actually tuned in and attentive like Greg Ward and Boston Scott. So, you know, I think from that perspective, maybe this has helped him. Surely these last two games haven't hurt. I mean, he's led the team down the field in the fourth quarter and overtime to win these last two games that they had to win. Otherwise, this game Sunday means nothing. So I think maybe he's turned the corner a little bit, but I think it has to do with the personnel that's around him now.
So Ed Kratz with us in Philadelphia. Do you think that that they can handle their business against that Dallas offense defensively this week in this huge, enormous – this is their season right here.
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't think the defense can match up. This defense has been kind of the big question mark during this little modest two-game winning streak they have. You know, it's kind of like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. You know, they let the Giants race out to a 17-3 halftime lead on Monday Night Football, and then the second half they held the Giants to 29 yards of offense. This past weekend, every time the Eagles scored, they let the Washington Redskins come down and score. There were 8 lead changes in this game. You look at the personnel that Dallas has, and it's a mystery to me while they're sitting here at 7-7. It's got to be an indictment of Jason Garrett. Just the leadership factor, I think, is why they're there. Because you look at, you know, Amari Cooper, he's over 1,000 yards, 8 touchdowns. They have, you know, Michael Gallup, who's really coming into his own. If he has a big game on Sunday, he could go over 1,000 yards. Ezekiel Elliott has 11 rushing touchdowns. I mean, how in the world is this team 7-7? You know, personnel-wise, they're the better team on paper against the Eagles. And the defense, I think the offense is okay. And if they can play turnover-free football, they might have a shot. And maybe if this Eagles defense can force a turnover or two and give a short field to the offense, then maybe the Eagles have a chance. But I'm not a big believer in it. I don't think it's going to happen. I think Dallas is going to find a way to win this game and win a second straight NFC East.
So is the Peterson love affair wearing off?
Well, I think, you know, he still has a little bit of that collateral left from winning the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Had the Eagles lost to the Giants, I mean, they got booed off the field mercilessly. And, you know, the Eagle fans, they'll boo you if you're not doing well. But it was as bad as I had ever heard it at halftime when they left the field down 17-3. Had Peterson and the Eagles not come back to win that game, had they lost, you know, 24-10 or, you know, been beaten soundly by a two-win team in the Giants, then I think maybe Peterson would be in trouble. I think Doug's back next year, but, you know, it might be a short rope next year if this team doesn't start to play better, you know, and start to get back into the double-digit win area.
So what about all their injuries and receiver problems and everything?
Well, I mean, you know, Greg Ward was on the practice squad until week 12. I mean,
right.
He's their leading receiver at 140 yards for the season. That you know, that's amazing. And they've got a rookie, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, who they took in the second round, who hasn't done anything all season. He played about 98% of the offensive snaps on Sunday. He was targeted 2 times. They're just not throwing the ball to him. So, really, they're really hamstrung without that big play weapon. They lost to Sean Jackson. No Alshon Jeffrey. Nelson Agholor is out. These 3 guys were being counted on at the start of the year to be the bell cows, and they're not there. So, you know, the receiving core is really thin, and you saw it Sunday. The Eagles' game plan was, let's throw the screen pass to our running backs. Let's use our 2 tight ends. Greg Ward was the only receiver to catch any passes. He did a good job catching them. I mean, he was 61 yards, 7 catches, including a terrific catch in the end zone for the game winner. But, you know, it's really kind of there's not a lot of weapons out there. They don't have any speed to take the proverbial top off of a defense, and they're just kind of dinking and dunking and hoping for these long, 75-yard drives that take about 12 plays and 7 minutes to score. And that's tough to do.
So when they lost Jeffrey, what do you think that, like, is, like, the deal is, what was it, his Achilles? What has happened with him? Like, what is his future shot with them?
Well, the contract he has really is, you know, the Eagles guaranteed him for next year, and he's going to count about $14 million on their salary cap. He's going to be 30 years old. He's going to be coming off. It's not the Achilles. It's a Lisfranc. It's a foot injury, which...
That's better.
Yeah, but it's still a pretty serious deal. They still have to do surgery on it. Malik Jackson, the defensive tackle that they signed from Jacksonville in the offseason, had one of those in the season opener. And he's still not even close to coming off of IR. And, you know, that was back in September 8th. So, you know, I've been told by medical people that this is a 9-month type of an injury.
Really?
Yeah. So if you look at that, I mean, Alshon's going to be out through training camp. And he's never really been a quick healer to begin with. He had the rotator cuff surgery after the Super Bowl in 2017. And it wasn't until about week five, when he was able to come back from that in 2018. So, you know, they could be looking at without Jeffrey for, you know, the first couple games of next season. And then who knows, being 30 years old, what kind of, you know, what he's going to look like at that point. So it's going to be hard for them to get out of the contract. I think they might have looked to trade him in the offseason had he stayed healthy. But there's no way they're going to be able to do that now. The only way to get rid of him would be to cut him, and then that would leave them with a lot of dead money on the salary cap, about $26 million worth. So it's about what you lost on that Nigel Bradham return.
Hey, I got 45 seconds, Ed. Who do you like in the NFC now when it's all said and done?
Man, the NFC is tough. There's a lot of good teams. I mean, you know, the 49ers were looking pretty sweet until the Falcons found a way to beat them. But, you know, Julio Jones, you know, you've seen him beat a lot of teams in his career. But I like the 49ers. I like that defense. I like the way Kyle Shanahan's coaching that team. Jimmy Garoppolo, big fan of his. I think he's doing a great job. I think trading for Emmanuel Sanders has helped them. I like the 49ers to come out of the NFC. But, you know, the Saints, you know, you always got to worry about the Saints, too. If they get home games, they're tough to beat in the dome. And how can you count against Drew Brees, you know, the all-time leading touchdown maker in NFL history? So if anybody can beat the 49ers, I think it could be the Saints.
All right, Eddie, my man, that's good stuff. I love having you on the bench as always, brother. Happy holidays again. Have a fantastic holiday with your family and friends and a safe one. Enjoy the game this weekend.
Same to you, Scotty. Love being on the bench. Thank you.
All right, there he is, Ed Kratz. Check him out at SI.com, Eagle Maven.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.